Amar Abba Reb Yochanan, Vayitnes Koilom, Vayivkom Balayla Hu, Amar Abba Reb Yochanan, Oysa Yoim, Oysa Laila Leil Tishbov Hoya. Omle Makadish Baruch Hu, Atem Pchisem Pchia Shalchinom, Venikavelechem Pchia Lederes. So Chazal tell us that the Pchia Lederes of Tishbov is Mushrash, the Bechias Chinam of that Leil Tisha B'Av. Chazal, not clear, it seems very uneven. Mele, one thing, the way we would phrase it would be, you cried for nothing, I'll give you something to cry about. Bechias Shel Chinam, the Zelum Asev, the Bechias Shel Chinam, is kavua, I'll be kaveya b'chia l'deiris. Doesn't seem to be a zelu maseh, b'chia, I understand. But the zelu maseh of the b'chia s'chinam and the kviya l'deiris, it also doesn't seem to be the actual core of the chait of the meraglim. The Chet Meraglim was at Tzos Dibes Haaretz, not believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give them the land. Different in Yanim like that. The Bechia is one symptom of it, maybe. And yet Chazal or Kevea, that the Zelum Azeh of the Churban comes Dafka because of that Bechia. Even in the bigger picture, the Chet Meraglim, whatever the Chet was, doesn't measure up to the Chet Eigel. Chet Eigel was in Har Sinai, it was a Pechin of Avodah Zarah, it had to do with Ikrei Adas, it had to do with Inyanim that Lechura are much bigger in terms of the Averi Shabai than the Chet Meraglim. And specifically, this Bechia in the Chet HaMeraglim. And yet in the Seder HaInshim, in the Seder Puranyas, Shabbos HaBetamuz, the Bechia in the ear, that's lined up with the Chet of the Eagle, whereas the Churban itself, the core of the events, is lined up with the Bechia. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Chemda. The Pasuk says, Vayimasu be'Eretz Chemda. The Pasuk in Tillim describes Klal Yisrael's Bechia as a Vayimasu be'Eretz Chemda. If Chemda is meant to describe that Eretz Yisrael is a nice place, it's fertile, it's physically beautiful, v'chulu. Then the Akeda asks, so is the shaitim. Somebody gives you something very valuable, you don't appreciate it, b'seidat, so it's your shaitim. V'yimasev Eretz Chemda is the way in which David HaMelech describes what happened. The Bechia is called V'yimasev Eretz Chemda. And if you take a look at Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Pir points it out, Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Chifetz. Eretz Yisrael is called Tzvila Ratzis. All three Lashonis are Lashonis of Ratzin, of Tshuka. Chemda, Chifetz. The word Tzvi, Naramis, means Cheshek, Ratzin, Tzvi Visibon. V'yavlan Reisa, the word Tzvi is something which is Cheshek Tshuka. L'chura, when I'm describing something nice, if I'm trying to sell a Chifetz. So what I'm trying to do is describe its Tchunis in a way that it's Mo'er, the person's Cheshek. Tell him how wonderful it is, how good the Chifetz is, quality, v'chulu. And then the person's nesayer to wanting it. I can't describe a chayfetz in a way that it's the most wanted item. It's something you're really going to desire. That's going, I mean, when I describe something as chemda, as chayfetz, I haven't, chemda chayfetz is what I want. But in what way is it a description of the chayfetz? So we need to misamik a little bit and understand what we're talking about. A person is tayfus things with seichel. And that tfisa deals with hechetimtza. Is this table a good table? Is it strong? Is it big enough, wide enough? That world is a world where seichel is tayfus it, gives it a value, and so on. And those are all in yanim that are nidan through seichel. But then there's a much deeper pchelik, and that is tali with the person himself. A person likes himself not because of any particular reason, but a person's koyach hatshuka and a person's koyach haratzen is tied up with himself. It's a tfisa that has nothing to do with seichel. It's much deeper than seichel. Seichel works as a chetimtza to get me someplace. So since I want myself and I have a rutzen to be, so seichel defines how am I going to get there. There are things that Chazal describe as chen. There's chen ishal baila, chen mokama yoshveha. That belongs to the world of tshuka, of chayfetz. It belongs to the world of atzmius, and not echetimtza. It's not because it'll get me something. It's because nafshi kshur benafshi. Me and it are one and the same. That's the world of chemda, of chayfetz, of tzvi. And the olam ha-mitzvahs and the olam ha-ruchnias, they're called etzes. The world of mitzvah are called etzes. Ito, the Zohar Kaddish calls them. The hechetimtzes. Hechetimtzes for what? Hechetimtzes to find the one that the person is mishtekik for. But if there's no ishtekikus, and there's no rotzen, and there's no chayfetz, then the etzes are bringing him where? If I give a person a drocha, how to be miskarev to somebody, and the person says, but I don't want that person, then those etzes aren't worth anything, because the etzes lead you to somewhere, but the somewhere that you want to go to, that's a nekuda that's tamen, the atzmius of the person. In the world of seichel, diburim are its expression. Person talks, describes, v'chulhu. The world of tshuka and the world of chayfetz has a different language. It's a language of demama, and it's a language of bechia. Bechia is when you embrace somebody you didn't expect to see or you haven't seen for a long time. And in a kud of tshukas nesayir, Yosef and Binyamin, Yosef the brothers, Yaakov and Yosef, and Yosef, v'chulu. Those are bechias. Positive ishtaikus. And when a person is nifrad, from something and somebody that's a piece of himself. Words also don't have expression. An oval has no peh. Gimel lebechi, because the heart has its own language. Not the language of the mouth, not the seichel's language. The Gemara says, halacha actually, it's sort of a halachic inyan about that the eye is a pikuach nefesh of the eye is a pikuach nefesh of the guf. The Gemara says that the eina shuraina devante de liba. Somehow there's a kesha between the eye and the lev. We don't know what exactly the physical manifestation of it is, but mitzad the panimius einyan, the only way the lev expresses itself is through the einayim, not through the peh. And the Meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a peh to be mekainin, because there's much that the seichel can talk about. And a nayim for bechi, because for the things that the peh can't speak about, the seichel can't process. But just that a person's tshuka was disrupted and torn away from him. If a person is chayte in the process, if a person does things that are wrong, then the tikkun is accessible. There's a way to be misakin it. Anything that's totally in process, anything that's totally mahalach, there's an oilam of tikkun. Undo it, redo it. But when there's a lack of tshuka and a lack of ishtoikikus, then what can you undo? Even if a person, Rachman al Etzlan, strays, he can still fix a shalom bias, because there's a bias there. There's a kesha, something threw him off course. We can work with that. Chet ha'egel is a chet where we strayed under the severest of circumstances. Tachas the chuppah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we were, so to speak, mizaneh. It's a terrible, terrible chet, and we pay for it year after year. But it's a defined chet. It wasn't a lack of a kesha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as being taken in by a sheker, by a convenience, whatever it is. And b'meila, that belongs to the olam ha-tshuva. That belongs to the tikkunim that have to do with tshuva. The terrible moment of Tisha B'Av was where we cried that we don't want to go there. It's like everybody says, wonderful, fine, and I just don't want it. And if Chas V'Shalom, that's true, then there is no hope. How can we misaken something? It's not a mahalach. It's the penim of the person. If there's no chen ish al baila, what shaykh to be misaken? Where's the shaykh of tikkun over here? There's nothing. The is by far less severe than the person not having a tshuka and not having a shteikikus. And that was the terrible moment. They didn't want to go to Israel. It was scary. There were a lot of people there. Wouldn't they have to defend it? Else is okay. But then they just cried, we want to go back to Mitzrayim. We don't want this. And that was a moment of kitruk. That was a moment, a possible moment, when it would all disappear. Because what are you going to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and he said, I will prove to you that this is a bechiya shel chinam. There's a bechiya shel chinam also. A child is upset, cranky, hurt, angry, and he cries once. They doesn't want this, doesn't want his parents, doesn't want that. But it's nothing. The next morning, he's back in shape, and he's. It's nothing. It was a moment. It was the equivalent of dust getting in the eye and having tears. The same emotional equivalent. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if there's going to be a tikkun, I will show you that bechina happened, that bechia happened once. And door after door after door, there's going to be a bechia of kvius. Every single person is going to walk around, and once a year, he's going to sob for something he can't even describe. For something that he doesn't himself understand what it is. Why does that stroll or something in the furthest of people? Why is Yerushalayim? Why when we say the Aveda, we've never seen the Aveda, we don't know what it is, we're far from it, and yet when we say the Aveda, something is there in every person. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, the tikkun for a bechi of chinam is a bechi of kvias. And year after year, teva dvarim is those things that are chinam. Those things that are chinam dissipate with time. Somebody had a tchotchke, and it's not a big deal, and it's upset that he lost it. A year later, it's kilehoya. 5 years later, he doesn't remember the story. And 10 years later, it's a joke. But when somebody has something, a deep pain and a deep hurt, that strikes at his essence, at who he is, doesn't get better with time, it gets harder with time. Unfortunately, today we see these things. You see somebody, a child, who's left home, physically, emotionally, cut off, and he's homeless. And somebody good takes him in, and gives him everything, food and drink and shelter and education, and whatever he needs. And he's very happy. Every so often, a sadness envelops the child. And something, an unexplainable mood, because I'm not home. At home, they don't want me. And I'm not wanted at home. I have a home. I'm being lavished with chesed by people, but that's not who I am. The chain of his makom is not there, and it's not as so long as his original makom is still his makom. Never feel it because it's there. It's something. We live in a dar and a time when mitzad de mahalchim shaboy, we can do it all. There's never been a time when mitzvahs are so easy to miskayim al atzara yoyse yoyse toiv. I mean, if people would struggle to find a pair of tefillin that wasn't the Yevid. Baruch Hashem, we can put that money in half, 1,000 times over, with all the Hidurim and the Chumris in every area. Baruch Hashem, as much as is possible, we have the ability to learn in ways that were not shayach for Hamoinam. Who knows if there ever was. Everything. We have all the Hechitimtzes that we have. And yet, our generation feels a terrible void at something yearning and aching inside. I have it, but I don't have it. Where's the Ribbono Shel Olam? I have everything there. And where's the Ribbono Shel Olam? Unfortunately, in Eretz Yisrael, we live in the tkufis when people lose children, and people will keep the room of the child spotless, the exact condition when he left it, psychologically holding on to it. people who are far will occasionally make the food and hope that the child will show up somewhere in some irrational way. And everything's there, but the child's not there. That's the door where we're living. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emphasizing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is underlining, take a look, you have it all. Your foster family is giving you everything you want. And maybe that's a time that emptiness, that sense of missing something so terrible in this wealth and so-called ruchnistic wealth that we have. Maybe that's a feeling of that bechi. There were days when it was so difficult to do the mitzvahs and everything was so difficult where our focus wasn't that. But maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a door, that this what's needed is to know, yes, I have it all. But Kol Zeh Nena Shavali, it's not my home, it's not my parents, it's not my family. Maybe those are the feelings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to bring out. These are feelings. The lev speaks mostly when it's quiet. Yeshev v'yidoyim. In 2 months from now, exactly to the day, we're going to be Isaac in the Tikkun of Maisim. On that it says, Chuyimachem Dvarim. Because Dvarim and Diburim are the kelim to deal with Seichel. Today is a day where we have to put something else into place. Yeshev Badad V'yidoyim. Kvahoyim Maisa, my Rebbe Moshe Shapiro, was once walking down a European capital, stunningly beautiful, with a group of Talmidim, and they were talking to him. And he's a very talkative person, explaining. And then, uncharacteristically, he turns to the one next to him and says, "Do you mind keeping quiet?" And they all kept quiet, and they walked for quite a long time. When they got back, or whatever it was, he gave a krechts, and he said, "All of this yoifi should have been ours." My gosh about the Maisa is, this was a moment, he was a person with a tremendous sense for yoifi, and a tremendous sense that the Beis HaMikdash is Yefeinoif, Yerushalayim is Yefeinoif, that Yoifi is one of the core ingredients, L'chavil, Sif'ores. Everything that's in the world of Pe'er was very, the Yoifi was Meragishim. And it awoke into him a sense of what's missing. And that's a type of thing that's not given to Diburim, and Diburim are Mekalkalit. Unfortunately, the minig of G'day L'Olam, G'day L'Deiris, and the minig L'Deiris was Tisha B'Av was not a Zman HaDiburim. Tisha B'Av wasn't a time when Shmuzim was said. Tisha B'Av was not a time that was things were spoken. People said kinnis, everyone sat in his corner, did his own thing. Unfortunately, we don't even have the kelim to be Yoshev Badot. The tachlis of Diburim, of any Diburim we'll talk about, is realized not in what's said, but when a person is able to find a dalet al dalet and sit doimim, when the mouth stops talking and the mind takes a step back and the heart comes out and starts feeling. Yom Kippur, we're going to ask ourselves what we did wrong. Tisha B'Av, we're going to ask ourselves, what are we missing? And it's something that everybody has to answer in his own heart, in the demand of his own heart. And if a person is mis'ayer to a bechi of gaguim, to a bechi of knowing that everything is good, but he has nothing, then we will tap into the kfiyas of bechiyas, HaKadosh Baruch gives a kriyas. And if a person can arouse it himself, that's the tikkun for the Bechiyah Shel Chinam, is to know that there's a Bechiyah that's kavu in us, a Bechiyah that takes us to the Deiros. First,